Have you ever felt the urge to act immediately, only to later realize waiting would have saved you trouble? In today's story, waiting meant the difference between life and death. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And if you haven't yet downloaded our new ebook on indulgences, you will find the link in the description below. It will be available until the end of Lent. Today's story is sourced from the book Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, True Stories of Padre Pio, Book 2 by Diane Allen. It's a wartime account shared by Luigi Pulcinelli. A story of fear, refuge, and a warning that meant the difference between life and death. Listen to this. The year was 1943. Luigi was a student officer in the 12th Regiment of the Italian Army. His unit was camped on a large farm between Foggia and Manfredonia, not too far from the mountain village of San Giovanni Rotondo. On September 8th, Italy surrendered to the Allies. For Luigi and his fellow soldiers, this was excellent news. The war, at least for them, appeared to be over. But their joy did not last. The very next evening, German armored vehicles attacked and captured their headquarters by surprise. Luigi's company retreated toward the mountains. They crossed a small river and then split into smaller groups to evade the Germans more effectively. With their ammunition exhausted, they dropped their weapons into the bottom of a well. They met a local miner who gave them troubling news. The Germans were sweeping through the area, rounding up disbanded soldiers. With no clear destination, Luigi and five others climbed into the Gargano Mountains. Exhausted, they slept in an open field under the moonlight. They rose at dawn and wondered where to go. A shepherd passed by, and they asked him for advice. "Go up to the village, to the friary," he said. "The friars are very kind. Go there." They found a village and came upon a small square with a little church. Anxious and weary, the six young men entered quietly and stayed in the darkest corner at the back. A friar was celebrating Mass. He seemed strange and different, and the Mass seemed very long. Nobody had noticed him, except perhaps those in the back pews, or so they thought. Before giving the final blessing, the friar turned to the congregation and calmly asked that civilian clothes be brought for the disbanded soldiers who had just arrived. In the dim light of the church, the six young men looked at each other in confusion. How did he see them? How did he know who they were? After the blessing, they stepped outside and sat beneath a tree in the square, trying to understand what had just happened. A distinguished-looking man approached them and said, "You are very fortunate to have come here." They asked him how the friar could have known their situation. "That friar," the man answered, "is Padre Pio, and he is a saint. I am English, and I came here especially to meet him. He bears the stigmata. If you come with me, I will introduce you." The men were petrified. None of them had ever heard of Padre Pio before. They crossed the church and entered the sacristy, where they found Padre Pio waiting. He embraced him, blessed him, and spoke with them for a while. When they finally returned outside, a pile of civilian clothing was waiting for them. Food was also prepared. Weak from hunger, they were led down a small lane where a generous meal awaited them, served by benefactors of the friary, including an American woman named Mary Pyle. Everyone in the village was ready to offer them lodging. Each morning, they attended Padre Pio's Mass, and afterward they would speak with him. And each time they asked whether it was safe to leave, he answered the same way. "Wait a little longer. Do not be in a hurry. I will tell you when you must go." But two of them grew restless. They ignored his warning and left. One was captured on the very doorstep of his home. The other died on the journey. The rest stayed. After about 5 days, Padre Pio finally told them, "Go now, it's safe. Trust in Our Lady." By then, they were almost sad to go. They kissed his holy hands and began their journey through the mountains. They marched for 5 days before splitting up. 2 days later, Luigi arrived at his hometown. He met no German soldiers. "This story remains priceless for me," Luigi later said. "This was the most beautiful adventure of my life. I cherish it and cannot forget it, because I gave my will to that friar, and he has never abandoned me. I have since returned many times to San Giovanni Rotondo." And with that, our story concludes. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.